It's there. It's here. Hey, it's in between. That's right, just when you thought you were in the past, well, now you're in the future. But you never know. And that's why I'm telling you, you never know. Hey, what do you say? Hey, what's chicken cross the road, wouldn't you like to know, huh? Question is, why did the rooster cross the road? I'm not going to tell you that shit. You have to look that one up yourself. That's all I gotta say. Hey, I'm not gonna tell you. You have to look that one up yourself. Well, all I gotta say is this. Hey, there's been a big meditation out there. I hear. Do you hear? Here, there, or everywhere. Hey, you know what? That sounds like some song. You know? Like an S-O-N-G, here, there, and everywhere. Well, all I got to say is, look, poetry happens on Earth. I don't know if it happens anywhere else. Roses are red, violets are blue. Wouldn't you know? It's time for you. Yeah, it's time for you to make up your mind whether are you going to participate or are you going to be an armchair quarterback for the rest of your life. Hey, it's an important thing if you're trying to be somebody. And, Sintamani Stones, hey. Where's your Sintamani stones? Place them in the earth and bring the vibrations to earth. It's the Galactic Federation of Light looking to uplift the world. Can you uplift the world? Wouldn't you like to uplift the world? Where are you? Where is everybody? Are you participating? That's all I got to say. Are you participating? Because they are the light workers out there trying to bring the light into the world to help raise the vibration of Mother Earth. And all I've got to say is that you need to do your part in bringing the light vibrations into the Earth. That's right. There was a big meditation on August 11th, like over here on the East Coast. Well, we're beyond August 11th already. But the big meditation was about anchoring the light, the beam of white light from the central sun, going into your body, into the earth, coming out of the earth, back through your body, and back to the central sun. Strong, positive beams, B-E-A-M-S, of white light. That's right, and people were meditating to hold that white light for a period of time. I wish I had the calculations to monitor exactly what happened, but I don't have that kind of high-tech equipment. Maybe you listeners out there do. Hey, there could be a listener. You could be listening on the other side of the world now. Yeah, I'm talking to you from New York City, the capital of the world, the real capital of the world. I don't care what you say. There is no more important city on the face of the earth than New York. Of course, it's got problems just like every other city, but it is the capital of the world. Just like the human beings are kind of like the capital of the universe in certain ways. We have a reputation of being independent and bold individuals. That's what I hear. But we are subjected to all kinds of nonsense on this planet, planet Earth. You know? And, hey, listen, if you out there in the listening world have anything to connect, an important statement to make, hey, this is a call-in radio show. Number here is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? Heart-brain synchronicity to cure physical ailments, that is. You know, there's too much gray appearing in commercials. I have to say this. But you should be paying attention to what's going on in the world. And one of the big things going on in the world is, like, commercials on mainstream media. Mainstream media, MSM. And I've noticed that the colors appearing in commercials, there's an awful amount of gray. Too many people wearing gray shirts, gray pants, gray suits. And I think it's the gray influence of the ETs. You know, those ET creatures we hear about all the time called the grays. They have, like, grayish skin. And I think that they are somehow influencing the people who make the commercials that appear on mainstream media, MSM, to make sure there's always a lot of gray in commercials. There's an abnormal amount of gray. If you haven't noticed this, you're not taking notice. I mean, sure, gray is the popular color for elephants, fish, rocks. But for people's clothes, everybody's wearing gray. No, it's too much. It's beyond coincidence. Well, that's all I've happened to say. I have to say, make that statement because I've noticed it. Just like I've noticed, who are the builders? The stone that was rejected by the builders was given to the others. A little bit of curious information taken or mentioned in the scriptures of the Bible. That's right, one of the teachings of Jesus. He mentions the stone that the builders rejected. And who are the builders? Yeah, hey, there's plenty of people who call themselves the builders. Freemasons, they think of themselves as the builders. Anunnaki, 12th planet, they think of themselves as the builders. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And on, and it will go on until what's known as the event is coming. That's right. The event in which light from the center of our galaxy reaches the Earth, sweeps over the surface of the Earth, sets a lot of things into motion. I can't wait. Many others can't wait either. In fact, we're tired of waiting. How many times are we going to be told, like, well, it's coming, victory of the lake. Yeah, we want victory of the lake, but at the same time, we want it to happen a little faster because, like, you know, we're stick of dynamite here. The fuse is sizzling, and we're saying, hey, hey, it's ready to explode. We can't wait until you're ready to bring on the victory of the light. We need you to pick up your schedule and make it happen now. And hey, listen, anything can be always done faster. All you have to do is try to do it faster. It'll come faster. And we don't want to settle for any less. You know, we're like tired passengers at the subway station waiting for the trains to show up. And all we do, instead of the trains showing up, all we hear is excuses and nonsense and messages like, sorry for the inconvenience. There is train traffic ahead. Blah, 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 blah. And if you're in New York City, you know what I'm talking about on the subway system. You know, bad service. And it's always the same excuse. We apologize for any inconvenience, you know. But we don't really give a crap if you have to wait. And it's too bad if you do, because you can't do anything about it anyhow. But we still apologize for any inconvenience, blah, blah, blah. The next train will be in 2 months, 2 days, and 2 hours. And this is some of the nonsense we have to go through with public transportation nowadays. Then there's the other nonsense, like, here, call this number to find out what's going on, and you call the number and you hear some robot say, the next train will show up, the next bus will show up, and they're just reading off the schedule. And it's the same robotic voice, and you have to put up with this nonsense. There's nobody human to talk to. Hi, the person available is not available. Please leave your message. Well, this is our modern world under technology. You know, it's a sham. And, of course, it's been designed to be a sham. It's been designed to subvert common sense and make everybody's lives as difficult as possible. And then when you try to respond through the system, all you get is robotic voices telling you, they apologize for any inconvenience, but the message can't get through. At the tone, please leave your message, of which nobody ever listens to. We're all sick of this crap. That's right. K-R-A-P, crap. We're all sick of it. You know, hey, what about all the new discoveries in Antarctica? You know? Is that your distant aunt, or yeah, hey, would you like to meet my Antarctica? Well, I haven't heard a word about it lately. All those, pictures that popped up for 2 seconds on the internet, you know, the spacecraft, and then all the stories built around, oh, we found bones and bones and elongated skulls. Found everything but Bigfoot down in Antarctica. But, hey, Bigfoots are probably hiding down here somewhere, too, because they get around. Anyhow, like, what happened? Nobody's talking about it anymore. Did Smithsonian Institute gather up all the artifacts and reburied them in Philadelphia or something? I don't know, you know? I mean, there's plenty of vacant lots in Philadelphia where joke used to be, what happened to the town? Is it underground now? There used to be so many vacant lots in Philly if you ever drove down there. But they have plenty of places to bury the artifacts. And of course, they're doing that with the ones they confiscated in the Grand Canyon, Egyptian artifacts in the Grand Canyon. Aren't you all sick of this? Sick of rotten, stinking government that allows rotten, stinking agencies to steal truth from the human race just because they want to control us. And what a pathetic reason that is to control us. Ugh, sickening. Sickening. They want to control us. Well, you know what? This isn't what human beings were meant to be. We weren't meant to be controlled. We were meant to be interacted with in a loving, kind way. Hey, if it's any different, maybe I'm wrong. Hey, calling radio station here. 888-627-6008. If you know how to punch in a number, dial a phone or whatever. Of course, nobody dials phones anymore. It's all keyboard now. How many people listening to me probably never dialed a phone in their life? Probably a lot of you. But hey, don't be shy, call up and say, hey, I never dialed a phone in my life. I've been punching keys and keyboards my whole life, but I never dialed a phone. What do you have to do? Watch a whole episode of The Twilight Zone? And imagine you're dialing the phone, yeah, like they did in those old episodes. In fact, there's an old, I think, Outer Limits was a famous episode, a science fiction episode from the 60s, where they were supposedly in the future to a point, we're beyond that point now. In the episode, the future was 2011. And people had view phones there, but it was like a little TV screen on top of a phone, and the phone still had a dial. 2011, right? Well, that was their idea of the future back in the middle of the 20th century or something like that. That phones would never materialize beyond dials, but you could attach a TV screen to them. Amazing, right? But now it's history, or looking back and envisionment of history by the creators of the Twilight Zone. Hey, if you haven't seen a Twilight Zone episode, you haven't seen anything. What can I tell you? Meanwhile, the world, as the world turns, as the saying goes, and the world is turning, it's spinning in space. In one direction only. What direction is that, wouldn't you like to know? Well, all I have to say is that I'm sick of stupid government. I'm sick of ignorant people making decisions that don't help us. In fact, they harm us. The people who have the authority to change the laws and make things better are ruining everybody's lives with their incompetence. Have they no shame? I mean, really. I feel sorry, too, for those people in Europe. Oh, my God. Whatever happened to Great Britain? There's that woman I have to talk about called Theresa May, Prime Minister of that famous country that we know as Great Britain, the British Isles. And she's out there making stupid statements publicly to advance her politically correct career. She's suffering from political correctness, this woman. And she's talking about no one. She's standing there. I saw this on the internet. She's standing there dressed with one of those giant headscarves around her between some Muslim men, and she's talking about no one should ever tell a woman, force a woman how to dress. Meanwhile, if you've ever seen the culture of the orthodox culture of Islamic people. It's the Islamic men who are forcing the Islamic women to dress in those 99% covering of the body garments. And here's the leader of Great Britain saying, no one should ever force women to dress a certain way or tell a woman how they have to dress. And she's saying this, standing amongst the men that do what she's talking against. Now, you tell me what is going on there. Where's the logic of that? Well, it's hypocrisy. Just like, well, we know all about that in America. Come on. It's our government is our number one enemy. They're not serving us. They're the enemy, really. They make all these stupid laws, and all the laws should be changed, really, to serve the people, not harass them. And here we are again, the beginning of the football season, and already football players are looking to protest. I mean, and it shows you, I don't know whether it's the money that makes them dumb or what. They got so much money, they could change the world with their money. But no, they would rather go out there and grandstand amongst the crowd and get down on one knee with the national anthem. You know, instead of using all the money they have to actually change something, you know, they want to engage in this stupid protest that only antagonizes the people that pay their salary. So where's the logic there? You know, are these people, I don't know, what is this proving? Proving that people with a lot of money, the more money you get, the stupider you get? I mean, really? And it carries over into the news, and the news guy is talking about of how, what they're protesting. Ridiculous. If these people had any brains, they should know that the protesting does not influence government people. At least not here in the United States, it doesn't. You want to influence government people, hey, you guys got the money, bribe them to do what you want, because that's what they respond to. I mean, let's talk a real conversation here, you know? How stupid do you really, are you really? Don't you realize the people in Washington do not respond to protests? And they certainly are not going to respond to people being disrespectful to the American flag. You know, are you really that stupid? Meanwhile, you got all the money in the world to bribe a great portion of Congress. You want things a certain way? Well, that's how you get things done with the U.S. Congress. You bribe them. And don't tell me I'm wrong. It's the same all the way around the world, really. Must be the same in Britain, too. That's why Parliament allows all these stupid things to go on in Britain. Just go on Twitter or whatever, and search articles of what's going on in Britain, what's going on in Europe, and you'll see that the politicians are making one stupid decision after another, just like you do here in the U.S., you know? Except they're doing it even worse than Britain. They've outdone us over there. Oh, yes, they have. You know, we thought our government was stupid. Well, they showed us their governments are even stupider. Even more disrespectful, even more bribe-taking, even more traitorous. Meanwhile, back in the USA, yeah, hamburger is sizzling on the grill night and day. But it's the people in the United States that are going to have to solve the situations here. You know, U.S. Congress, they're worthless. And if it wasn't for President Trump, the whole U.S. government would be worthless. I mean, sure, he might not be your favorite guy, but at least he's managed to accomplish something besides selling you out down the road further. I mean, we're all tired, we're all sick of unresponsive government. And we're all sick of all the stupid laws that are suppressing us in a thousand ways, in a hundred ways, in a million ways. And, you know, of course, sick is the key word here, because that's what the 5G that's coming our way has been designed to make us sick. That's right. It's going to happen. People are going to start getting sick from the 5G unless we stop it. But when I start talking to people about that, nobody wants to do anything. People would rather pretend none of this is happening. That's right. They would like to pretend none of this is happening. But it is. You, the people, need to go out to your telephone poles on the street and start spotting all these new wires up with insulators. When you have a lot of insulators connected to wires, that's telling you there's high voltage. And they need a lot of voltage
because they want to power up this
5G network, which is way beyond 4G. You know, it's not just one increment above. 5 is just not a little bit above 4. We're talking about 1,000 times more powerful. We're talking about cycles per second that can go up to 90,000 cycles per second and even more. And when you have frequencies vibrating that fast, coming from a broadcaster on a telephone pole right in front of your house, maybe 15, 20 feet from your front door, we're talking about something really dangerous that you're going to be subjected to 24 hours, 7 days a week for the rest of your life until you get sick with cancer and die. And this is the plan. It's part of the depopulation plan. You know, if this is the first time you're hearing about it, Google it, the Georgia Stones, where they're making the statement about bringing the population down to 500 million. That's getting rid of 95% of the people in the world. This is a serious issue. You thought chemtrails were bad, and they are very bad. And we have to ask ourselves, well, why hasn't anybody stopped that yet? Meanwhile, you know, I guess what I found out that people on Twitter, they're all chickens, they're all armchair quarterbacks. Nobody really wants to do anything. Everybody wants to just spew out their insults. Everybody wants to just give their 2 cents. Everybody wants to just gather some more followers. But when it comes down to communicating on Twitter, it's probably the same for Facebook too. Nobody really wants to do anything. It's just like you want to play armchair quarterback, it's called, where you just sit back and you call the shots and you tell everybody your opinion, how you think it should be and how you're upset about this. But when it comes to actually doing something like going out and actually voting in an election or going out and making a physical stance against atrocities that are happening, and there are plenty of them, nobody wants to do anything. Everybody is so unresponsive. I call it a disease at this point. You know, unresponsiveness is at epidemic proportions. It's like a disease at this point in time. That's right. You know, it's sad, but it's true. Unresponsiveness. You know, the behavior of, like, the U.S. government, you know, you can call them up and you can leave a message. You can talk to their aides, the representatives, but you don't get to directly talk to the representatives of the U.S. Congress unless you have money. You don't get an appointment set up. You can get to talk to the appointment setter, and in most cases, you can't even do that. You have to leave a message and do some wishful thinking that they'll get back to you. And if they do get back to you, it's not going to be the person you wanted to talk to. It's going to be their intern the person that volunteers to do work and gets paid nothing. And they're just going to tell you, like the messages in the subway, sorry for the delay, train traffic ahead. And except the representatives in turn will say, so-and-so would love to meet with you, but he can't because his schedule is completely booked. Or they'll give you the robotic message that says, tells you the hours are open, even though you're calling them during the time they're open. They'll just simply tell you, the office is open 8 to 5. Please call back at another time. And meanwhile, it's noontime and you're calling them. And you can leave a message at the beep. Or the clever one, if you know what extension you want, dial it now. You don't know the extension, the message will come to the end. Hold on, we'll transfer you to an operator. And then you get the other message. The operator is not available now. Please leave a message at the beep. Does anybody ever return those calls? Never. Yeah, once in a million. Meanwhile, that's what can we say? Business as usual in America. This is what we have to deal with every day. And we also have to deal with the filtered news from fake news media. And we have to put up with, all the other obnoxious things that have developed in society. And we have to listen to the lying politicians. That's all they do. They talk, they lie, they grandstand in front of the cameras, and they really do nothing for any of us. Really. You know? Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Does anybody... Somebody call in and tell me something that the U.S. Congress has done for the American people that really benefits the common people. I can't think of any right now. I mean, that's how bad it is. All the laws they make just take away your rights, make life more difficult, and they just do that just to pretend they're doing something. But instead of solving our problems, which are not that difficult to solve if you have intelligent people in positions of authority, of course we don't. We have nothing but mind-controlled morons in all authoritative positions. Just watch the news. It's unbelievable. You know? Nothing but grandstanders. People that want to stand in front of the camera and flap their lips and make themselves sound good. And you know, listen, this is a truth radio station here. On a truth network, BBS radio, BBS internet radio. The hosts of shows associated with BBS were truth talkers. You know, that's why we're on this network, because we want to talk the truth. We don't want to talk the BS. We don't want to be parrots for the NWO, the New World Order, or any of its proxies, like the European Union. Nothing but a parrot for the NWO. We don't want to listen to these people that want to control us. We don't want to hear the lies anymore. We don't want to hear the deception. Hey, don't hold your breath if you're waiting for the American government to come clean and tell you that UFOs are real and they've been working with them for years. Don't hold your breath on that one, because they really never want to admit to that, because admitting that UFOs are real and they've been working with them, that would just add fuel to the fire on the firestorm that we all feel in our hearts about how we're being deceived by a government that is not on top of the situation, is not truthful to the people they're supposed to be serving, and will are all part of the sham to extort money out of everyone and turn everyone into financial enslavement. That's right, slavery never ended, you know. First, it was just the Afro-Americans working the fields. Well, it transmuted. Now, everyone in America, except the 1% or less than 1% that controls everything, is a slave. We're all in financial enslavement, whether we want to be or not. Oh, and there's no discrimination here, you know. The new financial enslavement, no, it's not just about people with dark skin. Everybody is put into financial enslavement, except the elite, the ones that are pulling the strings, the puppet masters, the world controllers. Yeah, we know all that already, but I just had to mention it again. And I had a few tweets out there today, and basically that's what I was saying. That this show, Connect the Dots, is better than Coast to Coast because you're hearing someone talk an honest conversation, someone who talks about the solutions. Solutions are simple. Get rid of the phonies. Require everyone who makes any decisions on any law to have the law approved by the general public. And a majority decides all elections before any law can get passed. If they can't pass that test, well, it shouldn't be a law. And the Supreme Court justices, let me tell you, hey, this is why I'm running for President of the United States 2020. There isn't one human being in the USA, United States of America, that shouldn't vote for me. Everybody should vote for me, and we should make it unanimous. Because I'm the only guy with the plan, the key, the solution to get Democrats and Republicans to work together. These are two moronic groups, neither of which have any solutions, really. That's right. Not only do the Democrats, the donkeys, don't have any solutions, the Republicans don't have any solutions either. Even President Trump doesn't have solutions. He has the authority to write executive orders. He doesn't have any solutions. Just give the whole damn government over to knowing people like me. I'll show you how to sort the whole mess out. Really. I mean, that's the reality. Forget about the cons. I don't care what anybody in the universe says, solar system says, Galactic Federation of Light says. I'm going to tell it to you like it is. And I speak the truth on this show. The people who have the intelligence to take command of the situation and solve the problems, there are far and few between. I'm one of them, and we who know the solutions know that individuals have the solutions, not councils or government groups or anything like that. That's right. And guess what? Nobody can prove me wrong in what I'm saying. I dare you to. Just to get some conversation going here. But that's how it is. Those of us who have the knowledge and know how to solve the problems and invent solutions to anything that comes up, we're far and few between. But we are individuals. That's it. Groups suck, period. Councils, city councils, you know, it brings everything down to a common denominator. A perfect example is the United Nations. Oh, my God, what a worthless organization. A bunch of hundreds of losers that get together and don't do anything worthwhile. They don't have any good solutions to anything. Nothing but a bunch of wimps whose threats mean nothing and whose they lack wisdom. There's your counsels for you. Total losers, worthless, and the whole organization should be closed and start something else. The only people that should have be making decisions about the world are people who understand the Earth as a living entity, our Mother Earth. That's right. In fact, which brings me to mind, I have a song out there called The Earth, She Loves You. All you have to do is go to my CD Baby link on the BBS radio network. BBS radio, better than the AM stations that broadcast shows like Coast to Coast and Alex Jones. That's right, this show is better than Alex Jones. Yeah, Alex Jones has done something for America. He's done his share, but guess what? I've watched his show, and, you know, he loves to rant and rave about things, but he has no damn solutions, period. Hey, you want to defend yourself on that, Alex Jones? Call into my show, and I'll tell you on over the phone in front of the millions of listeners here that, no, you don't have any solutions. We like what you've done. We know you're a patriot, but you don't have any solutions. And that's the bottom line. That's why I'm running for president. Why don't you just check it out? If anybody out there listening, you just Google it on your computer, 2020 President Tom Edison, spelled just like it sounds. And don't forget to put the .com. 2020 President Tom Edison.com. If you're a Democrat in 2020, you need to vote for me. If you're a Republican, you need to vote for me. You know? That's right, Republicans. You know, you might love your Donald Trump. Well, hey, you know, if you like me president, I'll allow him to participate in the government. He's willing to do it for nothing, so it won't cost you anything for what he's good at. But he is not a problem solver. He has his talents, but President Trump is not a problem solver. But that, what does that mean? All the presidents before him weren't problem solvers. Forget about it. We have to go back. Even before Kennedy, I'd say Eisenhower was the last president who was a problem solver because he was a hands-on person. Unfortunately, he allowed himself to be bullied by the world controllers, otherwise we would have had free energy already. In fact, this is a story I might have told it before, but I love to tell it. It's a great American story. When President Eisenhower, in the early 50s, was informed about the ETs working on secret projects in Area 51, out there in Nevada and the secret bases. He wanted to go see what was going on for himself. And the initial reply was that they didn't want him to visit and told them, no, you can't come out here. To which he responded, being the President of the United States, they're going to open the door and allow me to inspect what's going on, or I'm going to get the 7th Army and take the facility by force. Now, that's a bold individual there. And he knew his authoritative right as president, and he made that statement. Unless you change your damn rotten attitude and show me the hospitality I deserve for being president of the United States, I'm going to call up the 7th Army, and I'm going to take your facility by force. And he had the authority and power to do that. Unfortunately, he got calmed down and conned by people. He got to meet, I think, Valiant Thor, and heard the proposals of that good alien and others. And he wanted to give the people of Earth free energy. But at the same time, the lobbyists pushed their way into the meeting, and they misguided the President of the United States into saying, no, we can't take that gift you're offering us because it'll ruin the profits of the corporations, like General Electric, blah, 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 and all the other people that were selling energy, the oil companies. that's why we still don't have free energy available to us. We could have had it back in the 50s. And that's an important point to realize. That's why I say, well, when was the last time a president, you know, really did something powerful? I mean, he exercised his authority. Some people look back and say Kennedy was great. Yeah, but he wanted to do great things, but unfortunately he didn't know, because he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, he didn't understand the common street language of things, that, you know, it's a rough world, might is right on this world, and you don't telegraph your punches. And here he is talking about taking out this group, taking out that group, and they took him out first. It's not pretty, but that's how it gets played out in this world. And sad story there. And don't anybody ever talk to me about President Reagan. Please, come on. This was an actor. Got the presidency because he had a likable personality, had fame as an actor, and people voted for him for that reason. When you look at all the stupid things he did with his presidency, please, he was no great president. And sure, it was the greatest acting role of his life, and that's what he was, an actor. Prove me wrong. Hey, Skoll and Radio Show. Go ahead. Call up and try to debate me on this. Except I don't lose debates, you know, really. I can't remember the last time somebody beat me in a verbal conversation. I don't think it ever happened. I'm that good and better. I'm not bragging, I'm just telling the truth. That's why everyone should go out and vote for me in 2020, you know. President Tom Edison. That's my website, 2020 President Tom Edison. The best website anybody ever set up. I designed the whole thing myself because that's how I do things. I don't hire other people to do things. I do it myself. That's what real leaders do. They don't have to hire people like the rich boys do. And why do the rich boys hire other people? Because they're brain dead. They don't know how to do things for themselves. They were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. And they think that's what life's all about. I'm rich, and I'm just going to pay other people to do everything for me and give the orders, whether they're smart or not. It doesn't matter, because I've got the money. And that's the rotten way things get done in this world, but that's how it is. But the only way it's going to change is if the common people get together, unite, and storm the Bastille, as it's, the old saying goes. In fact, that shows up in an old Marlon Brando movie. Never mind, I'm not going to tell you which one, but that line does get retold in an old Marlon Brando movie. See if you can figure it out. Somebody gets up there and yells, "Storm the Bastille." Not that it was taking place in France, but, you know, just acting out the emotion of the moment. Hey, we're almost getting to the end of the show, and that's it. You know, go to PBS Radio. Go find my show. I'm on Station 1 Saturday, 10 p.m. Connect the dots. Click on the name of the show, Connect the Dots, when you find that. You know, click on with your little mouse pad and arrow, and then you'll find out about me. You'll find my CD Baby link. You'll find my albums on CD Baby, where you can get a 29-second preview of every song I've recorded on two albums, and you can actually buy individual songs. And some of them are really worth buying. In fact, all the songs are worth buying, but everybody has their own particular taste. But I have philosophical songs, I have social commentary songs, I have party songs, I have even instrumentals with fantastic guitar playing. And what can I say but that? Well, tell your friends to call in next week. tell your friends to listen next week. You call in next week. Because I'll talk about things on this show that nobody else will ever talk about anywhere else on anywhere show, anybody else's show. You know, and I talk solutions too. Solutions is get rid of the rotten government. You know, get rid of the big parties. That's why I'm running for president in 2020. Because the people need to elect somebody, a non-political president that can unite both parties. So if you're a Democrat and you're a Republican, you can vote for a non-political right-wing candidate like me. That's right. Think about this seriously. It's the only way to stop the logjam in the Congress. You can't have a Democrat or Republican president again because it just goes into the same old logjam and nothing ever gets done. Just like it's happening now, same old logjam in the Congress. You might like President Trump, but the logjam's still in the Congress. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown. As always, at the end of my show, you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? I hope there's some partying people out there. Followed by my, I call it my national anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your national anthem, too, on a personal level. And as far as the real national anthem, well, we'll stand and in respect when they play it at the sports games, if we're real Americans. Anybody who doesn't stand, you're a traitor. In fact, don't stand for the whole anthem. Do your kneel and then get up and walk out and keep walking until you cross the border. And that's how everybody feels about it. I don't care whether you like it or not, but I'm going to speak the truth. And I don't think anybody can prove me wrong on that. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown. And here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody if you're alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.